This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Defense Secretary Mark Esper had harsh words for Turkey for its invasion of northern Syria Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Yesterday, President Trump said he's lifting sanctions on Turkey after it agreed to a ceasefire.
Turkey has done what we've asked him to do.
Today in Brussels, Esper took a different tone.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation,
calling it an unwarranted invasion that jeopardizes gains made against Islamic State fighters. Ahead of meeting with his Turkish counterpart at NATO headquarters, Esper said Turkey's moving in the wrong direction.
We see them spinning closer into Russia's orbit than into the Western orbit.
And says it needs to again become a responsible ally. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The White House said Thursday President Donald Trump was very supportive of conservative Republican lawmakers who barged into a closed-door impeachment inquiry Wednesday, delaying the investigation for 5 hours. White House Communications Director Stephanie Grisham told Fox and Friends TV show the point was well taken. The Republicans had forced their way into the secure hearing room, demanding open hearings and the release of hearing transcripts. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace says that Republicans have been part of the hearings from the start, and Democrats plan to release full transcripts of the inquiry.
They're trying to argue that Democrats are doing all of these interviews behind closed doors, that they're blocking Republicans, the public, from seeing what's happening here. The reality of the situation is that there are Republicans who are on the relevant committees who are able to be in these closed-door interviews. There are Republicans who have been in these closed-door interviews.
That's Julie Pace of the AP. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has criticized China for its diplomatic and trade policies, especially its handling of pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong the past few months. In a speech at the Wilson Center in Washington, Pence said that Hong Kong is an example of what China could become if it embraced more democratic values.
For the last few years, Beijing has increased its interventions in Hong Kong and engaged in actions to curtail the rights and liberties of its people.
Pence also criticized Nike Corporation and the National Basketball Association for, in his words, kowtowing to Beijing and muzzling criticism of China. The vice president said the NBA had failed to defend Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey after he tweeted support for Hong Kong protesters. Nike stores in Beijing removed Rockets merchandise after Morey's tweet, and Chinese government officials refused to broadcast NBA games played in China. The vice president's speech came one day before Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin meets with Chinese officials to try to end an ongoing trade war. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the only way to break the Brexit impasse is a general election, and he will ask Parliament for one. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Johnson said he would ask lawmakers to vote on Monday on a motion calling for an early election. Johnson has been mulling his next move since Tuesday when lawmakers blocked his attempt to fast-track an EU divorce bill through Parliament in a matter of days. Lawmakers said they need more time to scrutinise the legislation, making it all but impossible for Britain to leave the EU on the scheduled date of October the 31st with a deal.
That's Zaria Shackley of AP. U.S. congressional leaders and colleagues are paying tribute to the late Congressman Elijah Cummings Thursday as his body lays in state at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
If I can help.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Cummings a guiding light.
Elijah was truly a master of the House.
Fellow Congressman Emanuel Cleaver offered a prayer, saying, "O Lord, the chair of the committee.
Elijah Cummings is now meeting you, the chair of the board of all of the universe."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Elijah Cummings did not just represent Baltimore, he embodied it.
He celebrated its victories, sought to advocate for its needs, and worked to heal its wounds.
North Carolina's Mark Meadows, who frequently sparred with him in Congress, called Elijah Cummings a close friend whose smile would consume his whole face. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.